I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome everyone to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show where we are introducing the first episode of The Hot Seats. Today's first hot seat guest is Constantine. He is in Moscow, Russia. And what you'll hear on this hot seat is the format of how the hot seats are going to go. They're going to be about 20 to 30 minute conversations. They're not going to be as long as the long form interview episodes that you've heard with Latoya Baldwin Clark and Wes Pfeiffer and some other people who we got coming up in the future that I'm really excited to bring to you. The hot seats will be me just going over the specific challenge that this person said that they had and the ideal solution that they offered in their hot seat application. For anyone listening who would like to be on the hot seat, that application again is at DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T. So we're going to go over Constantine's challenge, his ideal solution. I'm going to offer him some ideas. I'm going to offer him some additions to any solutions that he offers. I'm really going to be coaching him through this. This is really what the hot seat is going to be. It's going to be kind of like a short coaching session. So you'll get to hear a brief idea of what it would be like to be coached by me. Again, I'll be at a short period of time here on the hot seat. So I often like to use the Socratic method. And those of you who don't know what that is, comes from the Greek philosopher Socrates, where he wouldn't always necessarily just give people the answers when they had challenges or they had questions. He would ask them questions. He would answer their questions with questions over and over and over again until that person basically solved their own problem with the answers that were prompted by the questions that Socrates would ask. So I like to use the Socratic method often when I'm dealing with someone who I feel like they could come up with their own answer if they just asked themselves the right question. And that's why I wrote a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question. So that's how I worked with Constantine here. It may be different in different hot seats depending on the personality and the person that I'm dealing with. But listening to this conversation between me and Constantine, who is 21 years old, he's in Moscow, Russia, about his challenge, what he can do to get to the next level where he is, and everything else he has to say. I'm not going to give it away. Let's get in and listen. And any of you, again, who want to be on the hot seat, that's at DreAllDay.com/hot. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Let's get into it.
All right, great. How are you doing? Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Constantine?
Yeah, it's Constantine. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How are you doing?
Oh, man. A lot of stuff happening. Doing great. I mean, it's 8:30 p.m. right now. I'm in Moscow, Russia. And I just had a long work day.
Yeah.
So just started a new job. So I have to like pick on a lot of stuff and, you know, constantly ask people, you know, questions. Yeah. But, you know, all in all, yeah, pretty pumped up for the podcast, pretty pumped up for life. And to be here, man, it's an honor. Like, it seems almost surreal that you invited me. To be honest, I thought I had like nearly zero chance of getting on the pod. But, you know, that's what happens in life. When you have a nearly zero chance, it's the most likely that this event would occur. Really glad to be here, man. It's a true honor. It seems almost surreal because I've heard you so many times on the podcasts, on the Instagram stories, on YouTube.
Yeah.
And yeah, now you invited me. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have you on here. How did you find out about me or about the podcast? How did you initially come into it?
So, yeah, I've been following you since 2012 because I used to play basketball competitively, like really hard going at it. So, and at that time you were more basketball focused, or I guess only basketball focused, and you had a lot of great videos like how to work out, how to dribble, like your dribbling drills. I love them. I had that dribbling routine which you showed. It's the most, you know, simple and basic thing ever, and it helps so much. And it taught me the thing that, you know, everything comes down to the basics, you know, so. And yeah, I mean, I did practice that routine a lot when I played. So yeah, I guess I've been following you for the last 6 years, and I don't play basketball anymore now, so I'm kind of retired. But as you as well, so now you're more into the business world, into the motivational speaking world, and I'm also more into personal development now. So I kept following you, and then I found out about your podcast. And around a year ago, I think I listened to at least like 150 episodes of your pod.
Yeah.
And afterwards, it kind of shaded off a bit because, you know, yeah, it's, I heard you speaking for a long time, so I just needed a refresh. So I listened to different podcasts, but then that Wes Piper interview really caught me. That was really great. I was actually going by car. I had a 10-hour drive, and it made a 10-hour drive really fun because that was a great interview.
Yeah, I love that interview too. I've actually listened to it more than one time myself, that interview. So I'm glad that started to bring you, or at least got your interest back up in the show, because I know listening to the same person's voice 365 days in a row is a lot. You know, you may need a little bit of break from that. So what we're going to do, Constantine, is we're going to get right into what we're going to talk about here today, the hot seats. I'm going to go over what your challenge is. I'm going to ask you some questions. You're going to provide some information, and we're going to see if we can get you a solution here today. All right.
All right.
All right. So we got Constantine here on the line, which people already know because ever since we've been on the phone, we already recording, Constantine, in case you didn't know. So we've been recording already.
I guessed it. So I started, you know.
Yeah, we record everything. Yeah, everything is recorded at Work On Your Game. So your challenge here, I'm just reading off of your application from the hot seat. For anyone who's listening, y'all hear the hot seat application ad at the beginning of this podcast is at dreallday.com/hot, H-O-T, if you would like to apply. And Constantine's challenge is, I want to move to Moscow. I had job interviews, but I always have a feeling that I can't express all of my skills and potential during a job interview. And right now you're in Cheboksary, Russia. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, that's my hometown. And I used to live there, but yeah, now I moved to Moscow. Yeah, but that's pretty accurate.
Okay, how far apart are those two towns?
It's 500 miles to the east from Moscow. So it's in the Siberia direction, but it's not quite in Siberia. So yeah. It's next to Kazan, so people know it. That's the nearest, biggest town there. It has my hometown, Cheboksary, has a population of like 500,000 people. So for Russia, it's not a big city. It's like provincial town.
Okay, 500,000 is a nice sized city, though. I never even heard of that city, but that's pretty big, right? Relatively speaking?
Yeah, relatively speaking, yes. For European or for an American, maybe. But in Russia, you know, not everybody even knows this town because Russia has Moscow, which has a population of at least 20 or 25 million people, like St. Petersburg, which also has like at least 10 million. So Cheboksary is quite small on that scale. So
what is the weather right now in Moscow?
Oh, in Moscow, it's pretty warm for this time of the year. No, I mean, not pretty warm. I guess it's normal. So I think it's around maybe like 2 degrees Celsius or 3 degrees right now at 8 p.m., but during the day, it was definitely like +8 or +9 degrees Celsius. So it's getting warmer and warmer every day, and summer is coming. We are hosting the World Cup this year, so it's going to be pretty epic and historic.
What is 2 degrees in Fahrenheit? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
All right, I got to find out. But anyway, as I find that out, let's go into the rest of your challenge. You're saying that your ideal solution, when I ask your ideal solution, is being able to fully explain who you are to the HR manager, which I'm assuming is the person who's actually conducting the interview, within 15 minutes. Now, why is it 15 minutes? Why do you have that amount of time, that time limit there?
I mean, that's how it goes most of the time at the job interviews. I mean, not exactly 15 minutes, but you have like 15 minutes to speak, you got, you know, and another 20 minutes you're listening to the, you know, the human research manager, as they call them, the people who recruit other people, I guess. It's actually kind of funny. I never thought that job exists. I just thought that you go to the office and like the boss interviews you and takes you or something. You know, I didn't even know that exists, but I mean, it's a right thing that exists because you can't, like, boss can't do all the small stuff. You can't, you know, do the small stuff all the time because like this you don't see the big perspective, and as a leader you have to see the big perspective, so you just can't have those stones in your shoes, I guess. So anyway, I mean, job interviews, I mean, many people probably have been to job interviews. They usually last like half an hour or 40 minutes, sometimes an hour, but it's in rare cases, I guess.
What kind of work are you doing right now? What kind of work are you
I started working at an IT company. I mean, we produce our own IT products, and we are, you know, my job is to sell those products to the international markets because I speak really good English and really good German and Russian too, because I'm from Russia. So English is not my mother tongue. I had to learn it word by word. So that's my job. And I mean, yeah, my job title is, I guess, junior sales coordinator. So it's like the lowest position.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I'm pretty pumped up to improve. Like, actually 1 year ago on your podcast, you said that everybody needs to learn how to sell. And 1 year ago, I didn't get it. I was like, why do I need to learn to sell? You know, I'm not a seller. I'm not a slut. I felt like a slut. I was like, why do I need to sell? But then I kept listening to the episodes and kept thinking. And I realized, man, selling is everything. Like, it's everything. You know, if you can't sell it, you can have the best product in the world. But if you can't sell it, and the product is worth nothing.
Absolutely. And we talked about that, for those who are listening, episode number 701, Why You Can't Sell to Save Your Life, episode 625, How to Sell Without Being Salesy, 393, People Skills You Need in Order to Sell Successfully, episode 337, How to Sell, episode 335, Why Am I Always Promoting and Selling Stuff, episode 293, The 6 Keys to Selling Yourself and Selling Your Stuff. So selling is definitely a big part for anyone, especially when they get into the business world. Now tell me, Constantine, what kind of jobs are you interviewing for? Why are you leaving the position that you already have? And what is the challenge? Tell me more about what's happening when you're in those interviews that brought you to this challenge.
Oh, my bad. I guess I didn't mention it in the beginning. So I didn't have a job like even 10 days ago.
Okay.
So, and that's why I was going through a lot of job interviews and trying to find, you know, a new job in Moscow, because I wanted to move to Moscow because I had very big ambitions. And yeah, foreign languages aren't that, I guess, needed in Cheboksary, because there aren't many foreigners. And I didn't have a job, and I was going through a lot of job interviews, but I always had a feeling like, damn, man, 15 minutes to express myself, that's hard. And that's why I texted you. I mean, and second of all, I just wanted to get on the pod and talk to you, man. I mean, you're my hero. Like, I've been following you such a long time. I also have a feeling that we have talked numerous times beforehand, because you know that when I listen to your voice on the pods, like, you know, I reply something to your thoughts too. So it's almost as we had a regular conversation already. So,
yeah, I understand that. Well, I appreciate that. 2 degrees Celsius, everybody, is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's warm for Moscow. But that's why I'm glad that I'm in Miami. So I was just giving everybody that translation there. But Constantine, so you actually achieved one of your goals was to move to Moscow. You achieved that. You wanted to get yourself a job, and you achieved that. What's next for you? Tell me, what's the next thing you're looking for in your life and your career, and how could I help you with it?
My next thing is definitely, you know, climbing up the career ladder. I mean, we just had a meeting a few days ago where, you know, the boss clearly showed, okay, like, if you like do the work, if you do the results, and, you know, I may get a higher position at sales. Because I definitely don't want to say, you know, to be the junior sales coordinator for years to come. Because I think if you're in the same position at a job for like 5 or 6 years, then you just haven't improved. And if you haven't improved, you deteriorated. You know, so that's one.
So
definitely.
Tell me where you want to be 90 days from now, 1 year from now, and 5 years from now.
Yeah, well, 90 days, I definitely want to make the contract because I have some sort of a probation contract for 3 months. I mean, I have a regular contract, but it can be canceled after 3 months. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent it.
And so question about that. How are you being evaluated? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have to, like, my actual job right now is, you know, I had a LinkedIn profile and I have to find the people there. I mean, I think they're giving me some lists in a few days and I have to find people there and I have to achieve like 10 calls. Like, I have to organize 10 calls per month. So my job is just to organize the call. Like, I don't need to be in the call. Like, I'm going to be in the call and like listen and maybe ask something. But, you know, the other guys are going to do the call, the more experienced sales people here. And so my job is just to, you know, text the guy like, hey, hello, do you want to exchange information, you know, on the market, you know, like something like this. And then, so, you know, get their Skype address and, yeah. And
so your job, is to, from your personal LinkedIn account, because you have your company listed, or is it the company LinkedIn account that you're sending messages from?
It's going to be a mix of both. We have like an account of our boss because he has a lot of followers. So we send all the messages to his account.
So just to make sure I got clear what you're doing, you're going to get on LinkedIn and you have a list of targets, people who you could possibly contact. Your job is to set up as many phone calls as possible with these people who would be prospects to buy your company's goods and services. You're not the one who has to actually make the sale, but your job right now is to just set up the conversation between that person, that prospect, and your company's salespeople. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Okay. And they will be, your bosses will be evaluating your value based on how many of these calls you can set up. Does the quality of the calls matter?
No.
Or the quality of the prospect. I mean, whether they're actually interested or not.
Yeah, it definitely does matter because, you know, if a prospect makes a call, I mean, if a prospect agrees to the call and then actually makes the call, then it already shows that they have some interest. So I guess it does matter, but not to a point. I guess if I have, I'm going to definitely like ask the guys like, oh, is it okay if I'm going to like organize a call with those guys? And are you going to count it for my call record?
So
I'm definitely going to ask them beforehand. So
in the first 90 days, your job is to just do that as best you can. Where do you want to be a year from now? This time next year?
Yeah, from now. Oh, I want to be the team leader of our sales, I guess, department. I mean,
what is the team leader?
I'm not going to be like the team leader of the whole department, but I'm going to be a team leader of the new salespeople which we are going to hire. And I'm going to, you know, share my experience with them and give them my knowledge, and definitely my paycheck will increase. So that's my goal for this year.
Okay, and 5 years from now, April of 2023. Where do you want to be?
5 years from now, I think I'm still going to be in that company, but definitely at least the main sales coordinator, like of all the salespeople for the foreign market for the whole department.
How many people would you be overseeing if you were in that position?
It's tough to tell now because the company is growing really fast. Because it only a few, I think 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, they only had like 10 employees or something. So it was a really, really small company. But right now, they have 50 and they keep growing. They keep hiring people. Now I have a lot of coworkers which were just hired, just as me, which have been working for like 2 to 3 months. So it's really tough to tell for how many people I'm going to be responsible. But you know, I'm ready. If it's going to be 20, it's going to be 20. If it's 50, it's 50. If it's 100, it's even better. Huh? It's a 3-digit number.
Right. So let's work backwards then. From 5 years from now, if you are what would be the name of that title again?
I guess head of the sales department for foreign markets.
Who has that title right now?
Who has the title? His name is Dan, and he's a really, really experienced salesman, and he gives me a lot of tips. And
his name's Dan.
Yeah, his name is Dan. So,
okay, so Constantine, three things that Dan does, or three skills that Dan has that you currently do not have, that allows him to do his job the way that he does it.
Definitely the sales skills. I just don't have the sales skills
What kind of sales skills? What specifically is he doing and selling that you couldn't do right now?
I mean, he knows how to make offers. He's really smart about it. I mean, to be honest, honestly, because I've been only working in a company for 1 week, so I can't really tell you the whole picture. I definitely don't know a lot about him, but from what I saw, because his job is to like negotiate all the big contracts, and he's really good at making, you know, offers. He makes all those kind of offers that for the numbers we want to have, you know, and not for the numbers the clients want to have, but like he tells the clients, he almost like forces the clients to sign a big contract because, you know, we are such a great company and stuff. So he's really good at that.
He has the knowledge of not only definitely what he is offering, but also the knowledge of what the prospect may go for. He's good at reading people and reading the situation. Sounds like that's what you're saying, at least from what you can tell so
definitely
far.
Yes, definitely, definitely. He's like Steve Nash, you know?
Yeah, he's so like he can see things before they happen, is what you're saying. For
exactly,
people who don't watch
he's
basketball.
He's like really experienced and, you know, and yeah, I look up to him right now and I ask him wherever I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have much time yet to talk to him, but, you know, he sits right next to me, so if I have a question, I can easily ask him. So, yeah.
And another thing that you said about Den is that he has strong communication skills. He can clearly make the offer of this is what it is that we can do. This is why we'll do it. This is what makes it good. And this is why you should do it. So his skill of communication is that's the number one thing in sales. You have to be able to communicate what you're offering and communicate it in the language that the person who you're trying to sell to will understand. And I don't mean language such as Russian or German or English, but the language in terms of what they want, what they need, and how it's going to solve their needs. So are you saying that Den is, from what you can tell, I know you only been there a week, you can tell that he's pretty good at that?
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really good. So yeah, he's really a person to look up to and, you know, to ask him for his experience. And yeah, he's also a friendly guy. So,
okay. And you said,
you
know,
yeah, I'm really happy that I'm his coworker and he takes good care of me.
And Konstantin, you say you sit next to him at work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you could sit down with Den and just ask him questions about selling, about getting better, what would you ask him?
Well, I already did ask him yesterday. I was like, Den, like, where should I go from? What should I start from if I want to be as good as you? Like, what's the most important thing, like, apart from the skill side? And he just told me, man, don't be afraid, man. Like, there are going to be deals that, you know, don't go your way, and sometimes there's nothing you can do. I mean, I guess he said you always can do something, but, you know, sometimes if you're going to die, you're going to die, and you can't really prevent it. So that was an important point. And
it sounds like stoicism that I talked about in Seneca's book, that some things are going to happen that you can't control, but you still roll with the punches. As long as you're alive to keep rolling, you keep rolling.
Yeah, exactly. And the second important thing he said, like, to believe in yourself, because he said that a lot of times I did offers to other companies, which, you know, the whole company said, oh, this is impossible. Like, no way they're going to sign it. I mean, this is not financially valuable. This is not logistically logical, you know. There's no way it's going to happen. But he was like, I still made the offer and they signed the contract. So he was like, because I believe that, you know, the impossible is, I'm going to make the impossible be possible, something like that. So those were the two main points which I was able to learn from him by now.
Okay.
But there's definitely going to be like 100 more to come, so I always try to write down the things he tells me, and
let me offer you a suggestion that not only do you write down the things that he tells you so that you can learn from them moving forward, but also you start thinking of things that you want to know from him so that every time you're around him, you have at least something that you can ask him and you can learn from him, and you can, I don't even like to use this term that often, but pick his brain and ask him, hey, what about this? You could have a question a day. Every single day, you have one question that you're going to ask Den that you can learn from him, learn from his skills, something maybe that you observed, something that you want to know about selling, something about the product or service that you're offering, something about the market. But there should always be something that you can ask that person, especially when you have unlimited, as you do, access to a person who is in the exact spot that you want to be in. You need to make sure you're milking that opportunity. So how about you take some time and start writing down things that you want to know from this guy? And you may not know everything you want to know from him just yet, but I'm sure there's some things you do want to know. You should have those ready in addition to being ready to listen, but also be ready to ask.
Yeah, man, that's a great suggestion, Dre. Yeah, I'm definitely going to put that on my radar and do it, because every minute is valuable. Every day which passes is gone. So, and the time is limited, really limited.
Absolutely. So, and let's do more of this working backwards here. We got about a little under 10 minutes left here. When we do more of this working backwards, from 5 years from now, you want to be in Den's position. Tell me what needs to change about who you are as a person. I don't mean the actions or the activities. I don't mean make a certain number of sales. I mean, what needs to change about who you are as a person to get from where you are to get to Den's seat in 5 years or less?
The first thing which comes to mind, I definitely need to just like self-confident and vocal, you know, because like if you're going to sell, you have to be, you know, 100% confident in yourself and in the product. And absolutely. Because it, the clients are going to feel it, because we do a lot of B2B working. So we usually meet with like the CEO, so like, and the CTO. So you definitely need to look confident, to be confident, I guess. And man, so that's the third thing.
Okay, so confidence. We'll just put confidence in one box. That's one thing that you want to step up. Your confidence in yourself, your confidence in your knowledge of what it is you're offering in the market you're dealing with, your confidence of knowing the prospects you're dealing with, the confidence in your ability to make an offer. That's, we'll put that as one thing. What else needs to change about you? We just upped your confidence to 1,000 right now. Would that be all you needed for you to get to DenSpot? Or is there anything else?
Oh, I think I have to also ask some other salespeople, you know, how they do their work. So I have a different perspective on things, because I think it's always good to have a different perspective, because that way you can learn even more.
So knowledge that you can get from experience, knowledge from people who have more experience than you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So okay. That's key. That's definitely key.
Okay. And one more. So we got confidence, knowledge, experience, which is going to come from learning from people who've come before you. And there's one more. And before you give that other one, I'm going to tell everyone, episode number 22 of the Work on Your Game podcast is three people you should be watching. That's the person who is where you used to be, the person who is at where you are, who's doing a little bit better, and the person who is where you want to be. So two of those people you already have mentioned here, Constantine. Now, what is the third thing that would need to change about you as a person in order for you to get to Den's position within the next 5 years? We got confidence, knowledge. What else?
Confidence, knowledge. I mean, just hustle, man. Like, because I see in this company, like, staying late hours, you know, it's a normal thing. So I always, like, my work day. Yeah, I mean, I never leave right when my work day ends. I always try to stay at least, you know, 20 to 30 minutes later, you know, so I can get that extra work in, extra hours in, maybe ask something, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it also ups my, I guess, my esteem in the company, because, you know, like, people are going to see, oh, like, Constant, you know, he's staying late or something. I mean, it's definitely a good thing in that regard as well. So
building your reputation by showing up early, staying late, making sure people know that you're earning the position.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's definitely not a bad thing, you know. And it's definitely something I can easily control, you know, when I show up and when I go home, it's very easily controllable. So I guess that's the third thing, because I think the best people, they always show up early and leave late, because that's the thing which helped me improve my jump shot when I was playing. My jump shot was so bad, I was getting blocked by girls. And, you know, people would laugh at me because I was taking the ball really low and my release point was really low. It was like right where my stomach was or something. So I was getting blocked constantly and I needed to change it. So before every practice, I showed up, took some shots. And like after every practice, I definitely stayed late and it helped me to become like a 3-point killer. So... yeah. Okay. So I mean, I've done it numerous times where I was completely lost in a new environment, but I made it work.
Now, Constantine, so, what do you need to do, and what can you do outside of work, outside of being around your coworkers, that will help you towards this end of getting to that top spot in the next 5 years? What can you do in the next 30 days? What can you do consistently every day that'll help you get there?
I have to definitely improve my Spanish, because I've been studying Spanish in school, but like really for like 1 year or something. And I've been also studying Spanish like the last 2 months, I guess. I tried to study every day for 15 minutes or 1-5, so, or even like 10, so for like a really short time, but like intense study, and it definitely helped me. And right now we are working with a lot of like, we have some South American companies which we work with, and it's definitely going to be different if I speak English with them or Spanish, because, you know, Spanish is their mother tongue at the end of the day. So it's definitely going to make a positive shift.
Okay, so Spanish, improving your Spanish is one thing. Yeah, and what are you, definitely. And you're studying that every day now? You're doing that personally?
Like, honestly, yeah, I mean, I've been doing it 2 months ago, I was doing it every day, but like the last 2 weeks, no, I haven't been doing it because, yeah, really kind of lack the time and power, but I'm going to definitely... like start learning it every day again, because when learning a new language, yeah, you have to do it every day, otherwise you forget.
Okay, and so that's one thing that you can do. Yeah. Tell me what else you can do.
What else I can do?
Presently, well, that can help you get to where you want to go.
Get where you want to go. Oh, definitely spend time with my family, because I have a daughter and I have a wife. So if I have like an off day, I should spend quality time with them, because during the week, as I see it now, it's going to be pretty difficult. We're going to only see like maybe like half an hour in the morning and maybe 1 hour in the evening at most. And you know, I have a small 10-month-old daughter. Yeah. Although I'm only 21, so pretty young father. But never mind.
Well, my parents were the same age when they had me and my sister, so nothing wrong with that. Tell me what else. One more thing that you can do to put yourself in a better position outside of work to be ready for that top spot in the future.
Oh, maybe. Oh, it's difficult. The third thing which I can do outside of work. That's a tricky question. I wish I can do outside of work to get better at work. That's a very tricky question.
Okay. Well,
it's kind of as asking like, how can you improve your basketball skills with outside of basketball practice, outside of taking a ball in your hand? So
a little bit. But here's the thing: in the job that you're in, there's a few things that you could do. If I was giving you ideas, first of all, you can read up on your industry, whatever it is you're doing, because you're in the technology world. So that's always changing. There's always something new happening. You can read up on the businesses that you will be or attempting to sell to. You can find out who's doing what. Look at what your competition is doing. They may have some sales technique that is working really well for somebody over there that maybe if you started using it, it could accelerate your progress. I mean, you can read up on the business of selling, period. I mean, there are millions of books written on sales. There are videos out there. There are podcasts that are about sales. You talked about building your confidence. There are books on confidence, like The Super You. Have you read The Super You?
I purchased two of your books. I purchased 25 Conversation Starters 1 year ago.
That's a great one.
I have the digital version on my phone.
Yeah.
So, and it was a really key book. Like, there was with one key concept, which I always ask people now, is the question, how did you get to this position? Especially if they're good.
Exactly.
And you know, and I can see it in their eyes, how excited they are, how they're like, oh, finally somebody asks a good question. Finally, man.
Exactly.
So
that conversation starters, you can read 25 conversation starters for those who don't know, that's at DreAllDay/25. But also another thing that you can do, talking about building up your confidence, is read about confidence. You can read more about sales. You can read more about conversation. These are all things that you can't do while you're at work, because you can't be sitting reading a book while you're supposed to be working. But these are things you can do that will get you further ahead. Like, you heard my interview with Wes Pfeiffer, is one of the things that he talks about. He's doing things to make himself better outside of just doing what's being done at work. And this is something that I tell athletes all the time. When you're playing on a sports team, for example, Constantine, if the only time you practice is when you're at practice with the team, how could you possibly get better than any of your teammates? Because everybody's doing the same amount of practice and the exact same stuff. You have to put in that work outside of it. So even if you are a basketball player, when you're not on the team, you can still do things to work on your game. You can work on your body. You can work on your mind. These are all things that you need to start thinking about what you can do to get you further ahead, so you can take that 5-year plan and maybe cut it in half.
Yeah, I definitely try to set big goals. I try to set impossible goals. And, you know, it's kind of funny, huh? When you set really high, let's say a middle ground kind of level-headed goal, which all the people in your surroundings accept, like, most of the times you won't even achieve it, you won't even go for it, because, you know, who cares? It's a normal thing, anybody can do it, who cares? It's not a big deal. And even the times you achieve it, you're not really proud, because, you know, nothing special. I like, you know, to go to college, it's nothing special, because I decided to forgo college. But, like, when you set a really big goal, like, and right now, like, I would like to be as good as Dan in 5 years, that seems like an iceberg to me, like Mount Everest. But I definitely believe that it's possible, and I just need to use my time wisely. And yeah, I mean, I've always tried to go hard. I ran 62 miles without stopping in one day a few months ago. So wow. I'm really a tough guy in that regard. So
yeah, that's a tough run. I've never done that much.
Yeah, you ran the marathon. Can I ask you, what was the time in the marathon? I was always interested.
I think I was about 4:40, because it was raining. Raining and cold. 4 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's about my time. My best result is 4:10, and I was really disappointed because I wanted to break the 3:30 mark.
Well, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again in January 2019, and as long as it's not raining, I'm definitely breaking 4 hours. That's a guarantee.
No, yeah, man, running marathons is tough after playing basketball, because it's just such a different thing. Because basketball just don't need as much stamina. So, and in marathon, there are no breaks. Like, you can't sub yourself out, you know?
Yeah, so Constantine, to wrap this up, tell me one thing that you're going to do differently after being on the hot seat here on the Work On Your Game podcast.
I'm going to write down the questions and ask them to my mentor every day. So that's definitely, it was a really important tip, and I haven't thought about it, but it's definitely such a good tip, because one question a day doesn't seem that much, and, you know, I'm not really going to take his time or something or disturb him or annoy him. But if you times it times 365 days, that's 365, I guess, wisdoms.
Absolutely.
Or tips. That, exactly. That makes a difference.
Exactly. That's a great idea. I'm glad that you're going to take me up on that and take yourself up on it, and then take Den up on it and milk him for all the information you can, because you never know. If he's as good as you say he is, he may not be around. He may go start his own company. So get as much information as you can out of him while you're sitting next to him, Constantine. So we're going to end it right there on that note. And everybody, y'all know what it is. This is Dre All Day. Constantine, thank you for being the first person to appear on the Work On Your Game podcast hot seat. And everyone, work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.